The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, September 9th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers to call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 4259. Of course, you're calling from the family of islands. The number today is 242-357-20. And of course, the text line continues to be 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. Today, of course, I have my guest host, Ms. Siobhan Johnson, in studio. I booked her earlier this week to make sure she's here on Wednesday, and I called her in yesterday to say, hey, are you available to continue a conversation we've been having? I've been conducting a series called The Making of the Bahamas, right? What we are trying to be, moving toward, right? Doing an analysis on what the Bahamas is, what are our frustrations, what we need to do to accomplish. So continuing that theme, and I use Ms. Johnson to be a critical analysis to critique and to give her input based on her expertise, which is, remind me again, Ms. Johnson.
Risk management
specialist, right? So I'm using that specialist, our specialty for that, to analyze various aspects of the Bahamas. Monday, there was a big announcement by the Ministry of Culture, right? They came forward, and I have a news report by Eyewitness News, right? Jose Etienne is the reporter reporting, right? And I also have another clip into the whole narrative of who we think we are or who we see are and what we need to be doing to push the Bahamas forward, right? And overcoming this. Because we have some issues. We have some issues. And I don't call them major issues, right? These things that with perseverance, with Bahamian people buying into that it's possible and what we need to do, we could easily overcome these things, right? So I'm having Kermit cue that clip up because a number of Bahamians don't even know that there was a ceremony, the giving out of money, and they had a number of speakers as the way forward for Junkanoo, our premier show of culture, who we say we are, right? And as we, as in the Bahamas, have issues trying to describe who we are as a people, we definitely know that Junkanoo is a part of us. Whatever Junkanoo is, Junkanoo is definitely a part of us. And we know we herald that as being the premier institution of who we are as a people. But let's Kermit, you don't have it? Even though I cite the and I was told that once I cite the no, so okay, Kermit said I can't play it because it's from Eyewitness News. So no problem. We'll say, can you cite the second one that has the listing of okay, good. So, again, permission to play something else. I wanted to, this was very important in terms of what would be happening moving forward for the Junkanoo, the National Junkanoo Authority. But I'll play this instead. This is a listing of all of the members. Go ahead there, Kermit.
Permanent Secretary, Minister of Culture, Arts, and Heritage, P.S. Lisa Adderley Anderson. The Chair, Dr. Christopher Curry. Deputy Chair, Warren Andrew Pinder. UNESCO Representative, Deidre Bevan. Legal Advisor, Carolyn Vogt Evans. Financial Advisor, Jerome Gomez. Cultural Artist, Jermaine Williams. Director of Culture, Derica Delvo Grant. Director General of Tourism, Lydia Duncan. Governmental Representative, Charlene Reed. Junkanoo Veteran, Denzel Roll. Junkanoo veteran Edward Daines, international advisor to the announced. Public health representative Dr. Felicia Greenslade, youth advisor Mr. Rashad Ritchie, government representative for Grand Bahama Mr. Sean Bowe, director of education Ms. Dominique McCartney Russell, chairman for the Grand Bahama Corporation Mr. Andrew B. Chairman of the Junkanoo Corporation of the Bahamas, Mr. Dion Miller. Representative for Economics, to be announced. Representative from the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, to be announced. Royal Bahamas Police Force, to be announced. Representative for the Family Island Junkanoo Corporation, to be announced. Director of the National Art Gallery, Miss M. Ford. Director, representative of the National Museum, to be announced. Chief Executive Officer for the National Junkanoo Authority, to be announced. Treasurer for the National Junkanoo Authority, to be announced. And from the Family Island, again, we will mention the Grand Bahama representative, Mr. Sean Bowe. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our evening. Her Excellency, Minister, thank you so much for having us.
And thank you. And that was the announcement of all those who would be a part of this new board, right? We have one or two names that are missing that are still, they're still going to be filling in the future. One of the things, one of the clips I couldn't play, was that there was going to be bringing in the Junkanoo, the JCNP. Right, they're going to continue to have them as part of the board, and that news clip went in detail on how they would have been impacted if each words now, because there's a number of groupings that will be a part of this new entity, and I wanted to know where the JCNP would be continuing its function. It's continuing its function as to, and I gone completely blank. Yeah, this is why I was going to use that clip. And just retake it. But this is what I was going to action for. The importance of Junkanoo, right? The way forward, the controversy, and the term of who owns Junkanoo. I just don't know in terms of the last issue they had was that Junkanoo was canceled. Right? And it was canceled and stayed for whatever reasons. And I was saying that who had the authority to cancel Junkanoo? Right? And this is where the conversation is going to be. And I have another clip to continue the conversation and moving away from that subject altogether.
I mean, the debate was very public, and you could see how passionate everyone was when that was in circulation, talking about canceling Junkanoo. You know, you had the persons who called themselves, I think, Junkanoo, who were saying, okay, you could be the authority, because that's when they had established the Junkanoo authority. However, what will happen if we don't show up on bay, right? So could there be any Junkanoo without the Junkanooers? But there's also persons, and if you would look at the statement made by the Honorable Leslie Miller Bryce, you know, there's funding that goes with Junkanoo to some of those groups, and they don't show up on bay. And so at the end of the day, the Bahamian people also invest in the expression and the art form through the resources by private citizens and the government. And so, you know, we should expect a return. But also, as someone who also is aware with how much money that true Junkanooers put into their craft and their art and their passion, they can almost never be paid for what they do. You know, the hours they work, the months they
work. They won't be paid though.
I think they should be paid. I think there is a commercial case.
How and who is to pay for it? And how is it to be paid for? And that's, we've been having this discussion, and this is one of the contentions that they had, right? The JCNP said that perhaps the government needs just need to pay them one time. I believe this new board, that everyone who's on this new board should be paid. I believe that they should work on a salary. This is moving forward in terms of their culture, that they should be paid. But that's a different conversation. I've noticed and I embrace that Dion has been welcomed back into the fold. I know that took a lot of effort, and one must commend the minister for doing that because of his expertise. right? But there is a number of outstanding issues that was not ironed out to say, moving forward, this is what is happening.
But it's been allowed to, there's a lot of, I'm not an active member of a Junkanoo group, right? But I think a lot of us, we have family members or friends that are a part of the organization itself. But we are aware of certain things where, you know, money came in and didn't trickle down. There are things that need to be addressed. There has been a degree of commercialization of Junkanoo. You know, people have weddings, they have conferences, and the Junkanooers are engaged and hired to come and do rush outs, etc. And that should have really been happening a long time ago at the Nassau Cruise Port. There's the Junkanoo Museum. You know, that there's different things that people can creatively, you know, make money from Junkanoo. Everything doesn't have to come through the government. The government should create an environment.
But there's still the National Junkanoo. Who owns the National Junkanoo performance?
Me personally, I think that it's not that black and white.
But things got to be black and white and on paper so we all understand.
But I don't like the term who owns it. I think that there should be, like they've done, bodies, authorities, like they've established, that brings different teams together. For instance, a partnership between education and the authority to say, we should teach this art form in our arts and crafts classes in the schools. For tourism, how can we develop this as a tourism product?
But you know that Ministry of Tourism is different from Ministry of Culture.
Yes.
They don't mix.
But they should partner. But I think that there's alignment that should happen. If we're trying to take it to the next level, there are all these handoffs. So you could have this central body that basically understand what the calendar is for tourism. Like, what are the major things that are happening? How do we incorporate Junkanoo? You know, we used to have pretty much Junkanoo at Christmas and New Year's, right? Then you got Junkanoo in June, which I thought was great because there are people who won't travel in the fall, but that will travel. So I think that there should be collaboration.
Hmm. And if the Junkanoo say no?
I don't think there's enough of them that will say no. I think there are some that...
Idea that they boycotted, enough of them did say no. Remember, Junkanoo was cancelled.
I think there's
Remember, they cancelled Fox Hill.
A lot of other stuff at play.
I just say they cancelled.
When change is happening, you're going to see people shut down.
There was a tantrum being thrown?
On some parts, I think, in my opinion, there were some things that were happening that was not reasonable. I think that I don't want to call any names.
No, we ain't calling no names.
When you look at a particular group, the faces that were, for those persons that know, the faces that were being projected aren't actually the ones that started the group, you know? So there's all this balancing that needed to take place when you go back to who owns a particular group, even, you know? So I think there were... And it had not been re-engineered in a long time. So it had to come to a head, which I think it has. And now we're setting the way forward, which that's what we're seeing happen.
And still, the Bahamian people have to wait to find out what exactly is happening. We just don't know at this present time. But be patient.
But I think as Bahamians, one of our attributes, we always say, what is it to be a Bahamian? And what you said, your theme is the making of the Bahamas. We always fall in line for the best.
I would say that we're lousy. And then we're not proactive in organizing stuff and having things in black and white and being detailed, said A goes into B, that goes into C, and to anticipate. We tend to watch and wait and say whatever happens.
And that's
happens.
A part of us. A part of us is chaotic.
It's chaotic.
And then it falls in place.
Kermit, I have another quote there. Can you play that if you can? It was a voice note.
So understand what I'm saying, right? And I use in America as an example because that's the closest place that we can. America got volunteer bus drivers. They got volunteer people who led the children across the street crosses, right? They got volunteer teachers. They got volunteer firefighters, right? Understand what I'm showing you. A society, in order to build a nation, the civic society takes people. This is what Lee Kuan Yew said about why, when he went to Nigeria, and he tried to figure out why this nation, why my nation could get ahead of this nation. And he said he recognized they didn't have the will to be a nation. See that? It's so basic, it could go over your head. The will to be one nation. We doing all of this together. And sometimes we have to do this and don't even get paid just for the love of a nation is something that no black nation has.
This is a quote from one of my better friends right there. Intellectual. You're analyzing what is wrong with the Bahamas. We're having the same conversation on WhatsApp, what I'm having with you, in terms of what is not working inside the Bahamas. And this is what I'm trying to challenge the authorities, that what is happening here is we broken. This is not good. And I was baiting you, challenging you, saying that even though we said I said, man, this ain't good for the making of the Bahamas, right? I'm going to ask you now, give me a name of a voluntary group in the Bahamas, besides Abaco, of course. I'm going to talk about Abaco, sure. So, who volunteered to be bus drivers for the Bahamas? Who volunteered to be teachers working for free? Is there any system like that? Volunteer nurses, aftercare givers to say, well, this is a national issue that we have. In Japan, China, United Kingdom, Germany, and it goes on, they have that system. We seem not to want to be a nation, that we don't want to be plugged into anything. In the Bahamas, we have teachers who have retired, and when you ask them, can you come back and help? Because we're short teachers, they say, how much are you paying us? We have lawyers, I mean, you pay for lawyers still, who have retired and got their lump sum, the gratuity. And you're saying, okay, we need some of you all to come back because we have a backlog in cases. And I said, we will pay you, but we can't pay you the exact same salary that we was paying you before because you already get your lump sum and you're getting your pension and you only need to come in for a couple hours to help us. And they negotiate to have twice as a consultant the salary. Something is wrong wanting to be a nation. And if this continues, we'll be broken.
I just think that we shouldn't look at... It's always good to look at other countries for good examples, but we shouldn't think that another country's model works in our model. Like in the Bahamas, there are tons of formal and informal groups that do.
I would need you to give me some examples.
Do exactly what you said, but they are not bragging about it. They're not posting about it on social media. Their heads are down and they're busy getting it done. Let me give you a few examples. Yesterday was International Literacy Day. You have the Bahamas Literacy Association.
Diane and Nicole.
What? Hold on, let me tell you the specific thing they're doing, the tutoring program.
See, the tutoring program was being the schools. Are they in the schools? What school are they into?
They're at the Marjorie Davis Center.
And what do they do?
Our ladies. So every August, early September, they would test students for free. So anyone
the government don't test the students for free?
You ask, are there people doing it on a voluntary basis?
My point is, we are struggling. And the examples you are giving ain't moving us forward quick enough. And
but that wasn't your question. Are there people?
I understand.
Eugene DePuch Law School does legal.
That's an institution, by the way.
But they offer free legal service, and anyone can go and seek legal services.
I assume that even that, as an institution that is sponsored by government, and that part of their training is, hey, you ought to provide this free training because you need help. I want more for the Bahamas.
Okay.
And the examples that you've given ain't helping me move forward. This get me frustrated. Say, Lord, we can be like this for another 100 years.
Okay, well, you need to quantify ain't moving forward.
I want us to be first world. I want us to
overnight?
Be bigger. I say 50 years. 50 years from 73, let's be first world. Are we there yet? No. We in problems. And we need to address that we in problems. And we need to make up our mind that we don't want to be in problems no more. Instead of giving these...
Have you ever had civil society on? And talk about all the different groups.
They come on Aaron's show all the time. And I say, Aaron, why you keep on inviting these people? Every time I hear them, I get frustrated because we ain't moving.
Then
she have that ORG group. And I said, you know what? They mean well. But the type of problems we suffering now, to say that we, this ain't enough. And it seems that people, behemoths, content. We are content to be average.
How would you envision
being
it?
Average. I didn't want to be average no more.
No, but how would you envision
it? I want things work. I want things work. I know what it is. Our government starts saying that D is a good grade. And anyone who say, by the way, government, that's not a good grade. I think we need better. And they get vexed. They say, you don't understand BGCSE. The scope has changed. And I say, okay, man, let's be D.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Someone said that D is a good grade. Sorry, I missed that.
The point is, we are now celebrating substandardness.
D isn't a good grade.
I don't know what it is no more. I mean, nowadays they said it's an intermedium and we shouldn't be complaining about it because that means that we understand the work. And I, to the point where you want to help the Bahamas, right? And you say, man, let's let them do whatever they do and let me help myself. Let me give up on y'all and just let me survive and that I have an escape route. And that's not a good place to be. And then when you complain that I'm not content, I want to escape. I want more for the Bahamas, right? I want to be able to go to the police station and say, I believe this police officer is corrupt. I want you to investigate it. That I have confidence that is going to be investigated. I don't know. If you ask the average Bahamian, if you have confidence in the government, confidence in any of our systems, I believe a majority of Bahamians say, no, they don't have any confidence at all. That's problematic. So when you say, oh, yeah, we working.
But some of those persons are part of the problem. The same one will say, I don't have confidence, but still pick up the phone and call someone and try and get them to break the rules.
Because
you can't have it both ways.
Because the system don't work. If you don't call, you don't get it. You better call and ask for help.
And we just like taking a cheaper route.
Because if you take the longer route, you don't get it.
Well, I can't say that.
Yeah. Let's go to the callers.
Yes.
Let's go to the callers. I'm just saying that it just seems bad. And
yes,
we
need to fix it. But
I don't know if we want to fix it.
We have to want to fix it. We have to stop doing the bad things and thinking that it's just going to
In the future, the Bahamian people will give up because our leaders keep on giving us excuses when we ask them to hold them accountable. Let's go to the first caller.
Yes, good afternoon. I would like to just say two questions again. Hang up. Is Long Wharf still a public beach for the Bahamians?
You mean Junkanoo Beach?
In front of the Mayfair Hotel downtown.
It's called the Junkanoo Beach now. They changed the name.
Junkanoo Beach. All right, yeah, because I'm talking from the olden days. Because I went out there lately, and the boy who had the towels and the umbrella, he said, you can't come on the beach. I said, I can't come on the beach. It was no room for me to come. All they had the chairs, and they had the chairs, they had the umbrellas, they had everything. And I get in the water. But the water is so. I'm not against the tourists coming because I want them to come in. But I want to know how he have the heart to tell me I can't come on Long Wharf. That's my beach.
Ma'am?
And I went as far as they built a hotel up there. They got a fence around and a gate. There you can't go over there. And the beaches were full. The school is closed and everybody was on the beach. And this is that a free beach still? Oh, Ken Bahamian, where they got all them tents set up and tables set up. They're paying for that or what happened? The man tell me I can't come down there on the beach.
Ma'am, I appreciate you. First of all, I empathize with you saying. I understand your frustration. I can let Siobhan deal with it. Because I just get vexed, right? Because I noticed that was happening for a while and I complain about it. And I say something is wrong. The system is broken. And I blame in the authorities. And Siobhan works within the government and the system, and I have her explain why we're watching it happen. Because yes, the beach is public, but you're only going to get no space. They build a whole restaurant on the beach. They have people who selling chairs and tables on the beach and tell you can't swim. They have a precipice where you drop down completely because nobody fixing the sidewalk, the sand, whatever it is. We have people whose job it is to fix it, no. But when what I call decent Bahamians complain and say someone needs to fix it, they say it can happen eventually. Go ahead, Siobhan.
So Junkanoo Beach is a public beach. But I think in the last administration...
No, 25 years now. It's been a while. I've been watching them.
But I just wanted to speak in particular for the last administration. I think it did start before, but I mean, you really saw it blow up where they wanted to give more economic opportunity to small vendors. And so I think in trying to do one good, it got overtaken in terms of the pristineness of the area. Now it looks a little over commercialized, as the caller is saying. And she did not feel welcome. Then you have, you know, back in the day, I don't know if the person that she spoke to had to do Bahama Hose, but I remember a time when if you were in the tourism or tourism-based industry, you had to do Bahama Hose. So you knew how to engage with others in a polite way if you were, because that's still domestic tourists. If people are coming out and using a public beach and you're offering a service, And so what you heard is someone basically saying something that's not correct. That's the, and so the only thing you could do when something bad like that happens is report it. You do have authorities that you can report it to, beaches and parks, that they, you could complain. You know, these people are licensed to do business. You can complain. We have consumer protection. So a lot of us, we don't formally complain, so things don't happen.
A number of us have given up on the whole entire system.
But we can't.
But we are. We have. We have because we have no confidence in our government no more.
So, like, for me, I would think that at a somewhere like that location, it's so unique. You know, a lot of the cruise, we have this bustling people, persons coming in, all these numbers coming in from the Nassau Cruise Board. Going to that area, you control the aesthetics a little bit better because it kind of looks a little hodgepodge to me. You
looks
know?
Tacky. Yeah. Disgusting.
So maybe we should have a little bit more of a master planning for these areas to, because that's what people remember when they leave the country. Even a Bahamian that goes there to relax and unwind. One of my favorite memories of it, my daughter, is actually at that beach where she went. There was like a Claire boat experience and she went out in a canoe and she had a wonderful time. I don't know that I would enjoy that area now that I did then.
Have you passed Junkanoo Beach before recently?
Yeah, I have.
You think any government official passed Junkanoo Beach recently?
Yes, I do.
You think they see the issues that the ladies see?
I do.
Yeah, I see it all the time. I make noise. I don't even complain about the noise. This is the new Bahamas. This is what we are.
No.
Complaining makes no sense.
But should never settle. Like, if we're not happy, we should stay.
Then we should get our blood pressure run up and get a stroke because it's not changing. Nothing we are complaining about is changing. We've been complaining about the fish fry and how all them makeshift shanty town shacks are being built. They're now building on the sidewalk on the opposite side. We see it. The government see it. The Fish Fry Association see it, but no.
But we still go and spend money. There's a way to as a consumer, to...
Yes, you don't get mad. I don't go out there, man. Me? Spend my money out there? No, man, I'm trying to move out
from
that.
No, but I'm saying is if you want to lobby, if you don't feel heard, there's economic power.
Let me economic... You just stop buying.
You should boycott.
This is why another
set... Once you get me in trouble.
Another set of behemoths... And see, wording my words properly. Another set of new Bahamians are taking that fish fry.
They had to be hired, though.
Yeah, of course. We're doing it to ourselves. Let's go to the callers again. And you see the frustration in my voice.
Yes, you're very frustrated.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Caller, turn down your radio and go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, you're live.
Hey, Nuri. Morning to you and your guest.
Good morning.
You know what I see going to be a big tragedy? The big trailer tractors are driving through our key, not on Long Wharf. You know, I was out there a few days ago, and the speed what they are going through. One time ago, they used to have that lock. And I think that what they need to do, they need to start locking that again, because if they don't, it's going to be a big travesty out there. Because I don't know if you have noticed it. You know, they're going out there, I mean, speeding every day. You know, that need to be fixed.
I appreciate you calling. I have noticed that too. In fact, I'm not sure if Siobhan noticed that he's using this parking space to park the trailer heads now.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm noticing these things. I'm getting overwhelmed and frustrated watching these things. I'm making noise, right? And the powers that be, they notice these things too, because they have to pass the Prime Minister's office, they have to pass Parliament to see it. So it can't be just me seeing it. They see it too. And so when I voice my concern and say that we need to bite the bullet and solve these things today, the response is we're working on it. Then 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. And after that, I said, man, I ain't complaining about this no more. This is a new normal.
Well, if you really care about it, you should keep it visible. If you go away, it'll go away. Because leaders, every day there's a fire they're putting out or there's something they're dealing with. So, yeah, I'm not saying to lower the standards. Reality, if they don't have that in them to stay on top of everything that's on their plate, something's going to fall. So you have to, what is it, the saying, the squeaky wheel gets the most oil. Like, you just have to keep advocating for what you care about.
You notice there's a proliferation of gated communities and people claiming beach. You know why they're doing it? To keep it away from us. Why? Because we tolerate so much things. And they say, since no one policing, we can police our own self and don't have these behemoths get access to none of this. Be watching it happen. And when you complain and say something is wrong, let's correct ourselves so we could be included. We make excuses on why it's working and say, well, it can get better soon. It ain't getting better soon. Not 5, 10, 15 years later. And we're still waiting. We're still waiting on basic.
Do you think Bahamians still appreciate their beaches and go out and enjoy their beaches?
We realize that it's gone.
They still come outside and enjoy our environment.
You ask a typical Bahamian when last they go to the beach, they say, man, I ain't been on the beach for years. Why? Because it said it's no space for me anymore. There's people who make it noise, and I need to work and be on the beach. That's so, how bad
so
it is.
So we don't have nice beaches anymore.
I don't
so
know.
People stop going.
The nice beaches, the tourists own it. The foreigners own it. The nice beaches. Hard. The nice beaches. So the point is, who is working on our behalf to give us access to it?
I ain't gonna lie, I think I'm guilty because I'd go to the family islands.
No, you have access to boat.
Boating or,
you have access to boat. You know? And then they have a number of black Bahamians who now have access to boat also.
Mm-hmm.
Because once upon a time, it was white Bahamians who had access to boat and they said, man, I ain't worrying about y'all who live on Nassau. But now we have this new Nouveau Riche black Bahamians who are making $100,000, $200,000 a year and they have boat and they don't care about the rest of us. They don't see the problem. They don't see the problem.
Do you go to the beach with your family?
Oh, let's go to the pool now, man. Let's go to the pool. Let's go to the next caller. You can't get to the next caller before you speak. We're going to commercial break. Call ICU. As we come back from the break, we'll continue and Thomas Wright. And I'm saying that there are a number of people who are concerned, who want to voice their concerns, say it shouldn't be like this. But it's, when they complain, it's falling on deaf ears. They tired now. They're given. Someone needs to be our hero. And I don't know if our government is our hero. I don't believe there's any advocate who are there speaking on our behalf. Now, you're prepared to escape. Perhaps we just need to prepare to escape. Because this is as good as it gets. It ain't getting no better than this. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Are you ready? The Chickchawny Challenge returns Saturday, September 26th to Clifton Heritage Park for Bush Party 2026. Take on an action-packed obstacle course to one of Nassau's most rugged and beautiful landscapes. Run solo or bring your crew. Gun time is 6:30 a.m. Register now at chickchawnychallenge.com. The Chickchawny Challenge is proudly sponsored by Advantage Insurance, RF Bank and Trust, Kalina, Guardian Radio 96.9, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, and Click. Bush Party 2026. Get dirty, get challenged, get there.
Attention, Island Gamers. Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Con, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Con, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Con, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Con, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Oh, my caller, hang up. Caller, call back. The numbers are 323-623-6232. 325-431-6, 325-4259. I see the phones light up. Let's go to this caller and then I'll have Siobhan answer them. I can just have Siobhan answer them because I seem like I'm very negative today. I seem very negative today.
No, you're passionate.
And I said, let Siobhan be the sounding board of these frustrations. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I'm doing well. It's one of those days today when I just fuss her out.
One of the things I want.
She has such a positive attitude. You got to understand? And then I say, "Man, I'm sick and tired of your positive attitude, Siobhan."
What?
So that's what is happening today. Go ahead, Nicola.
One of the things, I think you had a lady on before. Her name was Vanderpool Wallace. Is that so? They were talking about some computer thing, the classroom thing that she was doing in terms of academics.
Yes.
Good. She was in the pitch competition, and she came second, won $7,500. One of the comments that the judges made to her was that government. And I wanted to ask your guests how – I heard it, but I don't understand how – or I don't know if she knows or maybe or the public knows. How do you pitch something? How do you get the government's attention? Is there something in place that you can pitch to the government? An idea that you have that will be beneficial. The fact that she won, she came second and she won means that some person thought that her idea was a very good idea and it can benefit the school system. And so how would she pitch that to the government?
So basically every ministry has a substantive minister, but you also have the office of the prime minister that literally takes appointments from the public. You could go and make an appointment with the office of the prime minister as a citizen of the country and share your vision.
Okay.
There's also, you know, partnerships. Mm-hmm. You know, you could partner with, you know, I don't know her individual circumstance. But,
I don't know either.
but you also have bodies like Bahamas Development Bank that you can go to. And these are already agencies that have relationships and have their mandate, basically, is to promote different, you know, different economy and grow the economy in different ways and support. I assume it will be a business. You have the Small Business Development Center. So you have different, I assume it's an educational program.
It is, right.
Okay. And what is it? What is it basically?
It's some kind of computer thing that where she can, basically what I understand, briefing of the pitch was very short, like maybe about 7 minutes, if that much. And she was indicating, and when she was on the show, Mr. C can help with this, I guess, it was indicating that there's a computer technology system that she has set up so that children can go on who are having challenges in certain academic areas. I think one of the key things was to assist persons with BGCSE and skills, to enhance their skills. And the fee per month seemed like a really small fee.
So,
I thought it was great, and they said it too, and I thought it was great to use in the family islands where there's a limitation of teachers.
So I think that I would encourage it also, think outside the box. The audience for that is school-age children who are ready to do exams and need supplemental health. You know, you may have PTAs willing to sponsor the cost for that, to set that up in a lab at a school. you have parents that will probably split the cost, or if she does the license, a license structure, you know, she could pay a licensing fee. I don't know her cost. I don't know her specific circumstance, but there are bodies that she can go to help flesh out her idea. Small Business Development Center probably would be one that she could definitely try. And I would actually encourage her to seek private opportunities outside of government, or I would say in tandem with also pursuing government.
Okay. Can I ask another thing?
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Okay, the other thing is, I heard you talking about indicating your concerns and pertaining to your country and having them heard. I am so elated for both the Ministry of Education and for the Bahamas Union of Teachers because they came to an agreement. The thing that really nags me about that I don't like about it, that is that it had to take so long. There was obviously a resolve could have been made before now, or come to head before now. And to see that this was played out from, like, maybe almost, I think, a year or so ago to this point where, and I was happy, and congratulations to Mr. Palacios, Father Palacios' name was called, that he was a part of that meeting as well. And so to me, when I hear a person of his magnitude, there was some kind of calming situation, there was some kind of responsible resolution, because, hey, you're not going to bring stupidness to him and expect for it to be passed, or you're not going to say ridiculous things and expect for the union to accept it. So I hate that it took so long. I'm glad that it happened. The prime minister, the person who seems to be backing all ministers, I felt like for some reason he should have seen the way forward in dealing with this before it got to back to school and before it was dragged out so long to say, well, hey, you know. And I'm glad that Ms. Wilson also decided that, hey, listen here, I'm going to pull back on some things, and the government and the union said that, hey, listen, you know, we will pull back on this, and this is how we will address it. The bottom line is that both sides seem to be happy to be helping teachers. The morale of teachers is very, very low. And so teachers not to feel like, hey, y'all don't care about us, y'all don't check for us, I think that was great. And then it brings me to the point where, hey, listen, you know, things falling on deaf ears in our country in terms of our beaches. I think we have wonderful beaches, but it's just crowded. A person that I know was having a party on the beach, and they had to actually move from Goodman's Bay because there was no space. And so we're faced with those kind of situations. I would love to go on the beach. I would love to go with my family on the beach. But a lot of times you pull up and there's just no space. You want to just pull up and park and get some breeze in a few beaches that we have. Yamacore has a lot of beaches, but then it's not, the architecture is not conducive to just pulling up on the beaches, you know, and enjoying it the way you would love to enjoy it. So, and next thing, the D average is a good average. And the reason I say that the D average is a good average, if you have a non-Bahamian child or a child that comes to school and don't know their name, don't know the letters of the alphabet, whatever, they start with E minus. At the end of the year, or even at midway, if they have 10 spelling words and they pass 5 of those spelling words, that's a D, which is great, because that means they would have come a long way. So when we say it's bad, when we say it's good, we have to look at what is been placed in the schools now and what the schools have to deal with, whether they want to or not. Private schools don't have the same situation. They get to pick who they want, but in public schools, it is what it is. And so the teacher is dealing with numerous situations. And so at the end of the day, when you look at some of those situations and it's a D, it's sometimes a celebration. And I wish that in terms of reward, in terms of celebration, that they don't just reward the 3-point students, the students that make the A's, but those students who would have come from a long way and made it to a certain point, they should reward them as well.
Thank you, guests. Thank you. Now we're rewarding D people. See, I see. That's my favorite guest, Stuart. Call it to it now, but see, she said we got to reward the people who get D. So, man, here, see what trophy.
Shouldn't change the bar, personally. I think in education...
Like I said, she's my favorite. When she called, I was getting like... I don't know.
Now, I understand her point is, like, as a parent, you know, kids, you have to encourage their effort so that they keep pushing. But I don't think we should change the bar. If my C child, and above is proficient...
When she gets D, then I say, no breakfast for you. No breakfast. You can go there and read. Once you get into A, you can get to get scrambled eggs. But you can drink soup. No, you can drink water. If you ain't getting no D in here, let's go. You better have the tough love.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller, you live.
Yeah, good morning, T.A.
Good morning.
So, the concert that we have on the beach, well, first, you can commend the minister for this authority. I hope that it isn't politicized because, you know, we need to move away from the politics. That is what's really pulling this country back. You know, we look for, you know, people who support the party holistically as opposed to people who support our country, and that's the problem. Then, you know, you guys talk about volunteerism, but look, you are persons, consultants who are being paid and haven't written one white paper as yet. So you can't ask people to come in to volunteer, and we got people on the taxpayer's salary. They're disguised, they call them consultants, but they're really cronies. You know, and they bring very little to the table. As for our beaches, PA, while I never support that huge restaurant on our beach, I have to take a back when I look at what our former prime minister did with the point. He put a whole 8-story parking lot on the beach.
Mm.
Come on. Come on. You know, what are we doing? So, hello?
I listen to you, man. Go ahead, Claire. Yeah.
In developed countries have moved away from selling land outright. They allow their foreign investors to lease land, but we're still in the selling business. You know, but if I were in charge, I would have started hitting foreigners 45% real property tax, go up 5% each subsequent year for the next 15 years to make sure, and they'll find out very quickly. And these politicians and civil servants who bought the land, they'll find out very quickly that it's easier to lease land in the Bahamas than to try to buy it outright. That's a Junkanoo Beach. That's a shanty town concept. That's what we give to the world to come and to enjoy. You could go and look at any shanty town and look at Junkanoo Beach and tell me what you see. I mean, I just don't know what these politicians be thinking. And when they drive by, I don't know if they can even sleep at night when they look at the nonsense. You enjoy a shanty town, fish fry, same thing. I mean, I don't know what we are doing, but we've got to bring in consultants who have a clear and concise understanding how to write a white paper report and know what their roles are. But a lot of them are just getting free money. Ask them to produce the white paper. They haven't done, I mean, there's just free money. Then you're asking people to come out and volunteer. When you talk about activism, CA, you can't say you don't have anyone out there who is fighting for Bahamians. I've been doing it for over 23 years. 23 years without pay. And as for rewarding students, I used to go to the school in my private way, and I used to give 2 tablets to the top boy and girl and various families and various schools. The one that I chose to pick. But what I did, I said, these people are high flyers. They're going to get scholarships and stuff anyhow. So what I did, I started going to the schools and giving a tablet to the most improved boy and girl. And I find, you have to encourage them. Yeah, they may have a 2.0 or a 3 or a 1.5, but they, when they move up, I think we should recognize them. So that concept can work if you look at it for what it is. You know, so that's basically my take for the day.
Thanks very much, Clever. Siobhan, I ever tell you I made a 1.92 before?
Mm-mm.
I made a 1.92 before. Nobody told me what the numbers was for, though. I was ushered in from a school system to a private school system. They never explained to me that there's something called a GPA.
Mm-hmm.
Nor that it come with different percentage, whatever it is. So I mean, up to the 8th grade. I said, what are these numbers? No one explained them to me. And when they explained to me and said, oh, you're supposed to make 3.0. I said, if you tell me, you know.
So then you knew.
I would have, but I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to encourage us, I guess. Yeah, it is. It is what it is. What's the way forward, Siobhan?
I honestly feel that until things settle in our governance structure, I can't say that nothing is happening. I think that there are known blockages to the system. I just think that for those of us that care about advancement, we just need to work within what's working and don't get, because a lot of people get discouraged with bureaucracy. And so you want to respect titles and roles, but if it's not working through those paths, because some of those persons are very self, it's their self-interest. They don't really care about the real cause. So why would you, if you're someone who cares about, let's say, education, and you're dealing with someone that doesn't really care about education, you're just going to get frustrated. It's not that hard to teach someone, you know, and so to be around persons that know how to sit down and get people to read and understand and correct learning challenges. So I'm motivated by them. I would never focus on someone with a title versus someone delivering results. So I think we need to make sure resources are in the hands of people who are actually giving results.
There goes that positivity again. I guess it's just easy for me just to be negative at times to say, man, I
we need
up.
Some of, we need a lot of that though. I, you know?
But I frustrated
to shake things off.
I
know.
Just frustrated that
we become complacent.
We complacent bad though.
Yeah, yeah. We need
and nobody seems to be mad and angry that we just average. I'm tired of being average.
We're Arawaks. We weren't taught to be so.
We no Arawaks. We're Africans. We come in the bottom of slave ships and get whipped. And we've been freed, emancipated for a whole 100 years, and we still blaming white people. We ain't doing nothing for ourselves, man.
We still produce great Bahamians, though.
We can produce more great Bahamians instead of being average. I'm tired of being average, man. Why can't we be the premier ones in the Caribbean?
Keep their feet to the fire.
Yeah. This has been Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.